Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
A legend, a man of impressive jazz output, and always cool under pressure. That was jazz double bassist and cellist Ray Brown with the tune The Man off the Complete Recordings 1946-49. And that will kick off a full hour of music from The Man, born on October 13th, 1926, out there in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and took piano lessons from the age of 8. After noticing how many pianists attended his high school, he thought of taking up the trombone, but was unable to afford one. With a vacancy in the high school jazz orchestra, he took up the upright bass. This very Grammy award-winning double bassist was a leader in defining the modern jazz rhythm section. In addition to being a first-rate soloist, his unique dynamic and innate sense of swing led him to perform with all kinds of cats over his career. Legends like Dizzy Gillespie, Ella Fitzgerald, Duke Ellington, Oscar Peterson, and so many others. And over this ensuing hour of jazz together, we will feature Ray, and we will learn about him, listen to him, and dig his life the most. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that loves the bass, with cats like Bob Bowman and Gerald Spates doing the proverbial honors, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, ready to give you all the Ray Brown we can get our hands on during this hour of music together. From the 2009 Best of CD, this is Ray with I Love You, and he certainly does, and so do we. Thank you.
I'm a saxophonist and composer, originally from Israel, living in New York, and you're listening to my music on Neon Jazz. Thank you.
That was Ray Brown joined by the great Shelly Mann, one of my favorites, and Barney Kessel off the 1957 LP, The Pole Winners, and that is a great listen. That was the tune Don't Worry About Me, and You Shouldn't Have To with Ray. So a major early influence on Ray's playing was Jimmy Blanton, the bassist in Duke Ellington's band. And as a young man, he became well known in the Pittsburgh jazz scene, and for good reason. His first experiences playing in bands with Jimmy Hensley Sextet and the Snookum Russell Band were big for him. After high school, he heard stories about the rampant jazz scene out there on 52nd Street in New York City. That was a haven, even brought in Charlie Bird Parker. And he bought a one-way ticket to New York and arrived there at 20 to meet up with Hank Jones, and he was introduced to Dizzy Gillespie at the time. And that happened to be the guy that was looking for a bass player. Dizzy hired Ray on the spot, and that would seal up his jazz fate. Immediately, he would play with the likes of Art Tatum and, as I mentioned before, Charlie Parker and so many others out there in that hotbed of jazz on 52nd Street. With How High the Moon off the 2006 CD, Ray Brown's new. This is Ray's Finest on the bass, intense hour of Neon Jazz.
Thank you. My name is Odin Pope, and I'm a composer, educator, saxophonist, also a great believer and peace, love, and happiness. It was a great honor and a great pleasure to be online with Judd, and I think he's one of the greatest forerunners in what he do, and please continue to listen to the wonderful sounds that he put out there for you. Everybody in Kansas City should support that. That's very important to keep this music alive and to support it. Joe, thank you so very much.
So that was Ray with Get Happy off the 2007 CD Super Bass Volume 2, and that's what he did with the fans. So from 46 to 51, he played in Dizzy's band. So with the vibraphonist Milt Jackson, drummer Kenny Clark, and pianist John Lewis, they formed the rhythm section of Gillespie's band. This eventually led to the formation of one of my favorite jazz outfits ever, the Modern Jazz Quartet. From there, he became friends with Ella Fitzgerald when he joined Dizzy's band as a special attraction. attraction for a tour of the southern United States in 1947. These two married that year, and together they adopted a child born to Fitzgerald's half-sister, Frances, whom they christened Ray Brown Jr. They ended up divorcing in 1953 after a lot of career pressures were put on them, and obviously so, but they remained friends and they continued to perform together after that. Next up on this hour dedicated to Ray is the tune The Masquerade's Over off the Ray Brown's new 2006 CD, next right here on Neon Jazz.
Thank you. Hi, this is Dave Young. You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
That was The Cat Without a Playmate via Ray off the Complete Recordings 1946 to 59. So around this time, Ray was also appearing in Jazz at the Philharmonic concerts organized by the great Norman Granz. And it was at the Jazz at the Philharmonic concert in 49 that Brown first worked with the jazz pianist Oscar Peterson. And that would lead them to play together for about 15 years. It was a great relationship. Then between 1957 and 59, he appeared on Blossom Dearie's first live recordings for Verve Records. And after leaving the trio, he became a manager and promoter, along with being a performer. In 1966, he settled in Los Angeles, where he was in high demand working for various television show orchestras. He also accompanied the best in the business at the time, and L.A. was a hotbed for it, with cats like Tony Bennett, Billy Eckstine, Frank Sinatra, Sarah Vaughan, and the great Nancy Wilson. Things were looking up. With his take on Doxy, this is Ray off the 2009 CD, The Best Of, next on this Best of Neon Jazz Hour of Music, kids. We'll be right back. That was Ray with Oscar with the tune Yesterdays off the 2004 CD Complete Oscar Peterson Trio at the London House. So from 1974 to 82, he performed and recorded a series of albums with guitarist Lorenzo Alameda and saxophonist and flautist Bud Shake and drummer Shelly Mann under the name The L.A. Four. He also joined up with Milt Jackson again to record the classic Jackson, Johnson, Brown and Company, and he was a guest bass player on Razor Boy, and that happened to be the second track on Steely Dan's second album, 1973's Countdown to Ecstasy. And a little bit later on down the line, he continued to do that Hollywood magic. He appeared on four tracks from the soundtrack to Clint Eastwood's movie about Charlie Parker titled Bird back in 1988. With the song The Volga Boatman, this is Ray's Finest yet again off the complete 1946 to 59 recordings here on this fine hour of jazz, kids.
Kevin Eubanks, and it's such a pleasure to be on Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you.
So Ray played right up until the end of his life, and he died in his sleep at the age of 75 on July 2nd, 2002, after he played golf and right before his show he was to play in Indianapolis. His legacy loomed large over jazz, and for good reason it does to this day. And along with many accolades, in 2003 he was inducted into the Downbeat Jazz Hall of Fame. Our final look into the world of Ray and his mastery on the bass is Smoky Hollow Jump off the Complete Recordings, 46-59. And before we leave, this show was at the urging of Mr. Chris Heller, a friend and fan of jazz from Marceline, Missouri. So it's been our pleasure to do the Ray Honors, and we hope you dig it. He asked, and we delivered, and in the future, we always do that. If you ever want to hear anything, let us know. We are here for you, and we dig these themed hours of jazz and anything you suggest. So thanks for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man of many instrumentations, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
It's Miller time.
Reach out to us. Let us know what's going on. We dig you out there in Radio Land. You can reach us at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right, until next time, enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Jazz.